We continue with another American phenomenon, the musical Chicago.
Whiz, pop, jazz.
As the longest-running American musical comes to Paris, we add up the ingredients of the hit show.
10% true crime. In 1924, a Chicago Tribune reporter called Maureen Watkins covered two murder trials. Both were of women accused of killing their lovers. One, known as Chicago's Jazz Killer, played jazz records and drank cocktails after the murder. The other, a cabaret singer, told Watkins, "Gin and guns, together they get you in a dickens of a mess, don't they?" Soon after, Watkins wrote the play that 50 years later would be turned into the musical Chicago, while the two real women would become Velma and Roxy, Chicago's fame-hungry anti-heroines.
25% brilliant music. From the moment it opens with a fabulous number, All That Jazz, Chicago is a musical triumph that puts audiences under its spell. Written by the famous duo Kander and Ebb, it's a jazz swing extravaganza where the sexy sassiness of the music mirrors the outrageousness of the characters. But the biggest cheer of the night usually goes to the quietest number, Mr. Cellophane, a lament by Roxy's long-suffering husband about feeling invisible to everyone around him.
20% great characters. Nobody in Chicago is likable, apart from Roxy's husband Amos, and he's too stupid to deserve much sympathy. All the others are selfish and amoral, and only help people if there's something in it for them. And that's what makes it so much fun. Most of the story takes place inside a Chicago women's prison, where the characters are waiting to go to trial. They all compete for the services of the city's best lawyer, the smooth-talking Billy Flynn, who is brilliant at making criminals look like victims.
25% dance genius. The dance routines are by Broadway legend Bob Fosse. He created an American style of sensual jazz dance that uses lots of props, hats, gloves, chairs, and canes. It makes for a dynamic production where anything on stage is likely to be used in the dance numbers. Fosse's original production of Chicago ran for 2 years on Broadway in the mid-1970s, but it was the 1996 revival, almost 10 years after his death, that turned it into the theatrical and cinema phenomenon it is now. The 2002 movie won 6 Oscars, including Best Picture.
20% America Now. Most musicals become dated as time goes by, but Chicago remains fresh. "I know why," explains co-creator John Kander, now 90. "It's because corruption in society never seems to go out of style. Just when I thought, is Chicago still going to be pertinent? We have our lovely new president and everything that comes with him. All of a sudden, it feels brand new again. Isn't that awful?"